best variety to share after this news update on VOA Music Mix.
New U.S. airstrikes target Islamic State extremists. Somalia's al-Shabaab names new leader. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The U.S. military says it has launched airstrikes in western Iraq near the Haditha Dam, which is under threat from Islamic State militants. U.S. officials said today Iraq remains in control of the dam, but the offensive was initiated to beat back insurgents who are trying to seize control of the dam. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, speaking in Georgia earlier today, said securing the Haditha Dam was crucial.
If that dam would fall into ISIL's hands, or if that dam would be destroyed, the damage that that would cause would be very significant, and it would put a significant additional and big risk into the mix in Iraq.
In nearby Syria, monitors say Syrian government airstrikes targeting the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa killed at least 25 people, including 16 civilians. Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group has confirmed the death of its leader in a U.S. airstrike and named his successor. The al-Qaeda-linked militants announced the selection of Abu Abdiad Ahmed Omar to replace Ahmed Abdi Gadain. U.S. officials confirmed Gadain's death Friday, saying he was killed in a U.S. military operation earlier in the week. Authorities in Sierra Leone ordering people to stay at home for 3 days this month as part of an effort to stop the spread of the Ebola virus, which has killed more than 2,000 people in West Africa. This is VOA News. Residents of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine said heavy shelling could be heard today near the airport, raising new fears that a ceasefire signed Friday by rebels in the Kiev government is on the verge of collapse. Meanwhile, witnesses in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol reported sustained explosions outside the city late Saturday in an area where Ukraine's troops are holding a defensive line against pro-Russian rebels. The ceasefire was approved at talks in Belarus by envoys from the Kiev government, the separatist movement, Moscow, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. U.S. President Barack Obama has decided to delay action on immigration until after the November congressional elections. In an interview set to air today on NBC's Meet the Press, Mr. Obama said the decision to wait was taken to ensure that his executive actions are sustainable.
I am going to act because it's the right thing for the country, but it's going to be more sustainable and more effective if the public understands what the facts are on immigration, what we've done on unaccompanied children, and why it's necessary.
The postponement is widely seen as easing pressure on Democrats in vulnerable Senate seats who are drawing fire from Republicans. A new report from the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says violence against children is widespread across the globe. Some 95,000 minors were murdered in 2012, and 120 million girls have experienced sexual violence. From the United Nations, VOA's Marco Bashir has more.
Just because we don't always see violence against children does not mean it does not exist. This is the message of a new UNICEF report called Hidden in Plain Sight, which analyzes violence against children in 190 countries. UNICEF Deputy Executive Director Geeta Rao Gupta said Thursday that violence plagues children all around the world, regardless of their economic and social circumstances, culture, religion, or ethnicity.
It takes many forms, physical, sexual, emotional. It occurs in places where children should be safe, their homes, schools, and communities.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Monsoon rains and flash floods in northern Pakistan and India have killed more than 200 people so far, while hundreds have been injured and tens of thousands have lost homes. Officials in Pakistan said Saturday the death toll there has reached about 110, most of them caused when roofs of homes collapsed. The government has dispatched army rescue teams and helicopters and boats to take stranded people to safer places. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hey, want to have some fun? Then come with me on a four-hour voyage into the mix. My name's Ray McDonald. Coming up on my first hour, Billboard just picked the song of the summer. You'll also hear Sia, Clean Bandit, the Madden Brothers, new music from Katy Perry, and so much more. It all awaits you on VOA Music Mix, a service of the Voice of America. VOA Music Mix, Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
The light goes down. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. I'm gonna feel like it's tomorrow.
comes the shame, here comes the shame.
echoes checking out hotties. Now we're talking astrology, getting our nails did all Japanese. Day drinking at the Wildcat, sucking real bad at Mariah Carey. Last night's dress. I see you. Yo, this goes out to all you kids that still have their cars at the club valet, and it's Tuesday. Yo, shout out to all you kids buying bottle service with your rent money. Run back. This is how we do.
Ray McDonald with something new from Katy Perry. This is how we do. Katy kicks off her next North American tour on September 9th in Canada. Tegan and Sarah will be the opening act. Well, the editors at Billboard magazine just picked their song of the summer for 2014. Fancy by Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX. It topped the Hot 100 chart for 7 weeks. Magic takes second place with Rude, and Iggy and Ariana Grande grab third place with Problem. Coming up, I have Clean Bandit and Christina Aguilera for you right here on VOA Music Mix.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor.
Sure. and now you're doing them with her. Remember all the things that you and I did first? Yo, remember all the things that you and I did first? And now you're doing them with her. Remember all the things that you and I did first? You got me like this.
Helicopter.
Here's the second best-selling song of the year in the UK, Rather Be, by Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn on VOA Music Mix.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
guard the bank. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. Be independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. Wearing high-heeled shoes, getting love from the Jews, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want a hinchy,
come on,
mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
Singing on that record. That's a chart topper from Christina Aguilera, Lil Kim, Pink, and Maya. Faith No More is prepping its first album in 18 years. The band's seventh studio set hits the market in April. Bassist Bill Gould says, hopefully it won't sound like a bunch of 50-year-old men, which we are. This will be the first release on Faith No More's own label, Reclamation Records. Stick around for the Madden Brothers and Mariah Carey ads. VOA Music Mix continues.
Just one touch, and I erupt.
Charlotte is on hiatus, but band leaders Benji and Joel Madden have kept busy with their side project. They call it the Madden Brothers. Their album Greetings from California drops later this month. This is We Are Done on the Mix, VOA Music Mix. Change the guns and change. Ray McDonald getting on Mariah Carey for you on VOA Music Mix.
Good time.